news via remote. I'm Laurel Clement.
United Nations chief says the coronavirus pandemic has led to the largest disruption of education in history, with schools closed in more than 160 countries. As a result, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning the world faces a generational catastrophe that could waste untold human potential. Meanwhile, millions of people in the Philippines were ordered to stay home Tuesday as global coronavirus infections keep soaring, with the World Health Organization warning against relying on a vaccine silver bullet to end the pandemic. More than 18.3 million people worldwide have been affected with the virus since it first emerged in China late last year, and it shows no sign of slowing down. Australian authorities say hundreds of coronavirus-infected people in the state of Victoria are disobeying stay-at-home orders, which is prompting tougher fines. Victoria has endured a second wave of infections over recent weeks that the government has partly blamed on people breaking rules that restrict travel. India's daily confirmed coronavirus infections have topped 50,000 for a seventh straight day, bringing the national total to more than 1.8 million cases. Brazil is driving a surge in Latin America, where infections have topped 5 million. Only the United States has been affected worse. Nigeria's largest airline, Air Peace, says it has laid off a number of pilots and cut salaries in order to cope with the impact of the coronavirus on its operations. Private carrier did not say how many pilots are affected. Industry sources estimate around 70. Air Peace serves cities in Nigeria as well as elsewhere in West Africa and the Middle East. And Norway says it will stop all cruise ships with more than 100 people on board from disembarking at Norwegian ports. This is VOA News. In the United States, White House officials and top congressional Democrats plan to meet again Tuesday after both sides cited some progress in their efforts to find agreement on a new coronavirus aid package. Two sides have been divided by the size of their proposed aid packages, with Democrats calling for $3 trillion in new spending and Republicans wanting to limit it to $1 trillion. Among the items under discussion are sending out another round of stimulus payments, helping renters avoid eviction, aiding the U.S. Postal Service, and action to address $600 per week federal unemployment payments that have expired. President Trump has signed an order requiring federal agencies to prove they are not replacing qualified American workers with people from other countries. The order requires all federal agencies to complete an internal audit to show whether they are hiring U.S. citizens and nationals for competitive service positions. And China is accusing the United States on Tuesday of outright bullying over popular video app TikTok after U.S. President Donald Trump ramped up pressure for its U.S. operations to be sold to an American company. President Trump has given TikTok 6 weeks to sell its U.S. operation in the latest escalation to an ongoing political and trade battle between Washington and Beijing. The app has been under formal investigation on U.S. national security grounds because it collects large amounts of personal data on users and is legally bound to share it with authorities in Beijing if they demand it. A tropical storm in the U.S. is forecast to track up the East Coast, with heavy rainfall expected to cause flash flooding and high winds in mid-Atlantic states. And South Korean authorities say the country's longest spell of monsoon rain in 7 years caused floods that have forced more than 1,000 people to leave their homes, killing at least 13, with another 13 missing. A wide-ranging list of changes to Boeing's 737 MAX planes has been put forward by U.S. regulators. The Federal Aviation Administration document details actions it wants to be made before the planes can fly again commercially. The 737 MAX has been grounded since March 2019 following two fatal crashes, which killed 346 people. Boeing hopes to get the plane back in the air early next year after the changes are made. Five U.S. states are holding primary elections on Tuesday. Heading into the November election, Republicans hold a 53-47 Senate advantage, while Democrats have the majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. The general election is November 3rd, and winners will take office in January. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.